And it'll be Wayne State kicking off to ODU. So we're going to get a good look at David Turner in the return game here for the Panthers.
Taking their time here, getting the second half going. Get another return to the house here, David Turner.
Luke Bevilacqua has the ball teed up to our right. And David Turner is deep to our left. David has two returns for an average of 21 back in the first half. 10-6 Wayne State, second half ready to go. Warriors kicking from our right to our left. End over end kick. David Turner looking up into the sun. And it bounces off of him and goes right out of the back of the end zone. He lost it. Never had a chance to return it. And so the Panthers will take over at the 25-yard line. First down and 10. Panthers offense in the first half, 30 plays, 117 yards. Just 24 yards on the ground and 93 through the air. Let's see if they can't get it going here a little bit in this second half, trailing 10-6. Joe Hines going the distance today. E.J. Colson out with an injury this afternoon, unavailable to play. Contini, Turner are left. Dar Stanford over here to the near side. Aaron Stevens, who had a touchdown catch in the first half, is an H-back to the left. First down from the 25-yard line, and Russell will fake it. Throw over here to the near side. Stevens, 25, hit at the 27 and dropped right there. Nice little design play, but defended by Ronnie Brandt, redshirt junior out of Green High School up in Northeast Ohio. And a gain of 2 on first down to Aaron Stevens. When Grant let go of that football, I had no idea who that was going to.
I didn't either.
Aaron flashed out of nowhere to catch it. Second down play coming up now for Ohio Dominican. Continue left. Turner comes over here with Dar Stanford on this second down and 8 play. Now Turner goes in motion out in front. They hand it off to Joe Hines, off to the right. 30-yard line, 35. He cuts to the 45, 50. Hit from behind, 40. Still on his feet to the 36-yard line of Wayne State. 36-yard run for Joe Hines. That'll be his longest of the year, putting the Panthers all the way down to the 37-yard line. Aaron Stevens had to hobble off the field on that play, and he's down here holding on to his left knee. So he is replaced in the lineup with a wide receiver. Russell to throw, and he's hit and dropped back at the 45. Never had a chance. They blitzed from the end. Nobody picked it up, and Grant was dropped. And now we're going to get a penalty marker coming from the far side of the field from in front of the Wayne State bench.
Panthers are pointing in the Wayne State
after
direction.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 98, defense, Connie. 15 yards from the end of the run. Automatic, first down.
Alex Medenbach, defensive tackle for Wayne State, who made the sack, is going to get dinged for the penalty. And he just took it from 2nd and 16 to 1st and 10 at the 29-yard line.
That is number 98's first unsportsmanlike conduct. He only before he's disqualified.
So from the 29-yard line, Joe Hines in the backfield. Out there at tight end now, it is Matt Barber as they tend to the knee of Aaron Stevens down here to our left. On first down, they'll give it to Hines up the middle, and he's to the 25 to the 24-yard line. They just got a hold of Joe Hines, and he's got 5 yards on first down. So a couple of nice runs here for Hines, helping the Panthers cause, trailing 10-6, just a minute and a half into our third quarter.
Getting Joe Hines mixed in on all sorts of offense in the running game and receiving game. Had 3 catches in the first half.
On second down, it's Hines sweeping left. Nice push. 20. He's knocked out of bounds at the 17-yard line. That'll be 8 yards and a Panther first down. Boy, that's the first time all day you've seen that left side of the line collapse down, and Joe had a nice running lane. And it'll be first down and 10. They'll mark it back at the 18-yard line for ODU.
Impressive drive to open up this half so far, but I think the Panthers are taking touchdown all the way here, considering some of the special teams woes they had here in the first half.
First down and 10. Grant Russell looking to throw. He's looking Corey Contini's way, and he throws it out of bounds. Corey was shoved out of bounds over there. It'll bring up second down and 10. Russell had a little time, but Corey Contini was all tangled up with James Howard, who had that first half interception. And Grant just threw that one out of bounds, so it'll be second down and 10. Wise decision there. Well, if there's any relative good news, is that Aaron Stevens is no longer having his knee looked at. And he was walking over here. Now, he doesn't have his helmet on, and he is talking to one of the assistant coaches on second down. Jet pass. Turner turns upfield 20, 15, 10. Hurdles his way to the 5, to the end zone. David Turner, touchdown, Ohio Dominican, 19-yard run. He hurdled past one man and easily walked into the end zone. Eric Panthers will go for the point after here.
Great field vision by David Turner there. It looked like his first option to hit the hole wasn't there, and he made a nice little cutback, found the open field, and made a sprint to the end zone.
On check to try, Paul Wesselhoff on the snap. It rolls back to Ernst. He picks it up, looks, throws to the end zone. It's caught! Two-point conversion! Austin Ernst making something out of nothing. I believe it is Joey Artrip on the catch. We'll check it during the timeout. Timeout on the field. 12:54 to play here in the third quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican 14, Wayne State 10 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Studios. Check out the GLIAC scoreboard. Ferris State 27, Hillsdale 7, Ashland on top of Walsh 28-0. Michigan Tech is hanging in there against Northern Michigan 14-9. Northern Michigan with the lead. Ohio Dominican 14, Wayne State 10. Back to Matt Metalli and Todd Bell.
Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up to our left, and he'll kick it end over end to the far side of the field where DeAndre Nicholas will field it on the sideline. 15 coming near side, 20 to the 25, and in the middle of the field he's dropped at the 27-yard line. Panthers on their opening possession of the third quarter have taken the lead.
Yeah, Panthers go seven plays, 75 yards in only 2 minutes and 6 seconds. David Turner, officially an 18-yard pass from Grant Russell. After a miscue on the point after attempt, Austin Ernst collects the ball and finds Joey Artrip in the end zone for the two-point conversion to put the Panthers up 14-10. And I guess that's why you have a quarterback as your holder.
No question. First down and 10 from the 28-yard line. The Panthers lead Wayne State for the first time today. Romello Brown didn't get lost coming back to the field. He's out there as the back. I was kind of hoping. And they'll give it to him on first down, sweeping left, blocker 30, 35, hit at the 40 and dropped at the 41-yard line by Billy Akins and Gus Dimmerling. Gain of 12, maybe 13 for Romello Brown, who picks up where he left off in the first half. He had 158 yards rushing. He is going to be well on his way to 200 here today, partner. That's first down at the 41. They'll go offset eye out of the pistol, and it's Brown up the middle. He's to the 45 to the 47-yard line. Anthony Small holding on to the back of Romello Brown as Cameron Moore is out there as well. Gain of 5 on first down for Brown. Second down coming up now for Wayne State. It looks like they've picked up their tempo just a tad here on offense as they get lined back up. Two receivers right, one over here to the near side for Donovan Zazula. Panthers put an extra man at the line of scrimmage. They swing it out to the far side. Ball is caught at the 50, and Trey McIntyre is there to stand up the receiver, Corey Esther, redshirt sophomore to Lake Orion, Michigan. First down throw by Zazula. And you said, you know, they threw the ball a little bit in that first half, but it really wasn't anything more than those little 5-yard passes downfield. They tried a couple downfield that were incomplete. From the 47-yard line, first down and 10 for the Warriors as they trail it here 14-10 with 11:50 to play in the third quarter. Now everybody looks to the sideline and gets the play call, and they'll work out of the shotgun and offset eye this time. Sharon, the fullback, is left to the quarterback. Romello Brown is in the slot behind them. First down and 10 with 8 on the play clock. Zozula will take the snap and keep it this time. Runs left. They trip him at the 45. He throws two tackles. 40, 35, still rumbling downfield to the 29-yard line. That'll be an 18-yard run, first true run for Donovan Zozula today. And Wayne State, after having the lead taken from them, have just come right back now, and they're charging down the field.
Zula will run a little bit. He has 54 carries on the season coming into this game. Only 2.5 per carry, but they will call his number every now and then.
First and 10 from the Panthers' 29-yard line now. They'll stay with that pistol offset eye. Now Romello Brown, he was wandering around. Now he's going to shift back to where he was on the right. Hicks and Esther are right. Mendoza receiver here near side. First down for Zozula, gives to Brown, into the hole, and he'll be dropped at the 23-yard line, gain of 6 on the first down run for Brown. And those big offensive linemen are doing a great job here opening up some spaces this time, because remember in the first half, Brown was getting hit at the line and
right,
picking up 5 yards. Now he's not getting touched, so he's 3 and 4 yards downfield. Second and 4. Right back to the line of scrimmage now for Wayne State. Zozula, quick throw here to the near side. Mendoza caught it at the 20, runs forward and runs over Billy Akins out of bounds. Two penalty markers are coming in as the tackle was made at the 10. It's going to be a face mask. I don't know which way it's going to go.
Yeah, I think this one might be going against Billy. Unless they're calling him on both and it'll be a wash.
Well, it looks like it's going against Wayne State. They're backing up.
Hands to the face. Number one, 15 yards and in the run.
I think he meant 11 on that one.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
Correction on the number. Number 11.
Yeah, we got your back. No problem.
He must have heard us.
Well, Wayne State was right there going, we don't have a number one.
Right.
So I'm going to be on him when they do. It's Jamel Hicks.
Jamel Hicks,
but
yeah,
he was not in on that play. So it's from the spot. They still haven't marked it off. Everybody and their brother are confused right now.
All this is, sorts of confusion.
Yeah, players are wandering around. If it's from the spot, it's from the 7-yard line, or I should say from the end of the play, then it would mark it back near the 22. The chains, fortunately, haven't moved yet. Now they are marking it off. So it must have been a spot foul because they've marked it back to the 25. Paul Winters, who again really enjoys being on the field, has been escorted back to the sidelines. Remember the story I told you on Thursday night, the first time we played Wayne State up there, he obliterated a headset as he slammed it into the ground. Second down and 6. After all of that, it goes right back to where it was. They run the same play. Mendoza breaks one tackle and then is brought down at the 18-yard line as the Panthers were able to swarm, gain a 7. That'll be a first down. So they will move the chains here. Warriors trailing 14-10, but 5 minutes into our third quarter, they are deep into Panther territory here into the red zone.
You know, Todd, that 10 points on the scoreboard for Wayne State, doing a little bit of quick math there during the last timeout. Wayne State was averaging 22 points per first half this season. So in 9 games, averaging 22 points in the first half, and the Panthers held them to only 10. So I think that's a win for the Panthers defense, and they need to get another one right here.
First down, Zozula to the air, back left corner of the end zone, and he overshoots Mendoza. Billy Akins was there, and it's kind of like Billy ball time now, right? In the red zone where 10 of his 14 career interceptions have come. That one was just a little bit too tall. He couldn't reach up and grab it. It'll be second down and 10 from the 19-yard line.
Taking a long time to get these plays in, and a drive that started well into their own territory. Wayne State has taken its time trying to make sure they get the right plays in. I think You could probably guess Romello Brown on this one.
Second down and 10. They bring Nicholas in motion. Fake it to him on the jet. Zazula on a quarterback run right. Flips down at the 15-yard line. He tried to cut the corner. And when he planted that right foot, it came right out from under him. So a 4-yard run to the 15 will set up 3rd and 6 now. As, again, the Panthers' defense, an opportunity to get a hold here in a third down situation. They really haven't come after the quarterback today. I would think this is a passing situation. Let's see what they dial up here defensively.
Wayne State, 2 of 7 on third down situations in the first half. Panthers did a nice job against the Warriors in that regard.
They'll need to get down inside the 9-yard line for a first. Nicholas in motion to the backfield. They hand it to him, sweeping right, turns upfield. He's hit. He's got the first down, and he dives ahead over the 5-yard line to the 4. First and goal coming up for Wayne State with 8:43 to play in the third quarter.
When Nicholas got hit hard and got a nice little spin move off of the defender and was able to get about 5 or 6 extra yards out of that one.
So first down and goal now for Wayne State, deep to our left. Sharon, the fullback, is out there in front of Romello Brown. They've got that big offensive line led by center J.T. Pillars all set on first and goal from the 4-yard line. H-back right, they play action. Zazula running to the right. McIntyre grabs him down at the 4-yard line. It must be a Gliak North thing that you just can't do the simple thing and give it to the best running back in the conference from the 4. We're going to run our quarterback out here.
Well, when they ran that little quarterback bootleg, I thought Zola was going to walk right into the end zone, and McIntyre came out of nowhere and was able to get the tackle. But you're right, when you got Romello Brown on your side, who's already rushed for 182 yards today for a touchdown, I don't know why you just don't give him a steady dose of the ball right here.
Second down and goal from the 4. Grand Valley fake field goal. Sure, sounds like a great idea.
Right.
They'll bring Nicholas in motion. They'll sweep it to him looking right. Panthers have him bottled up for a tackle for loss. Ross Thompson will bring him down back at the 6-yard line. They got the best decoy in the conference right now in Romello Brown.
And I'll tell you, Todd, Ross Thompson is having himself a game this afternoon. 13 tackles, and we're not even halfway through the third quarter yet.
Man, oh, man. 14-10 Ohio Dominican, 7:05 to play in the third. Panther fans below coming to their feet.
3 of those tackles have been for a loss, like on that play.
Here's a good idea. Let's put Romello Brown out to the right. Empty backfield on 3rd and goal from the 6. Panthers showing blitz. Zazula takes the snap. Looks left, throws over the middle, touchdown. Open was Jamel Hicks. He beat Trey McIntyre on an in route at the goal line. And the Wayne State Warriors on a 3rd and goal get into the end zone and have retaken the lead.
Yeah, a little one-on-one situation there between Hicks and McIntyre. And I think McIntyre got juked out a little bit there. And Hicks was able to get wide open and reel in for the touchdown.
Redshirt senior from Shaw High School in Cleveland with his 6th touchdown of the season. And now the point after coming from Luke Bevilacqua. Zazula, the quarterback, does the holding. Good snap back, the hold, and the point after is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 6:44 to play in the third quarter. New score, it is now Wayne State 17, Ohio Dominican 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com. Edu.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A check of the Gliak scoreboard as Ohio Dominican trailing right now to Wayne State. It's Ferris State on top of Hillsdale, 27-7. Findlay on top of Northwood 21-13. And Ashland continues their lead 28-0 over Walsh. Back to Todd and Matt.
Kickoff is away, and it's going to bounce, and it's going to trickle out of bounds. And so the Panthers will take it from the 35-yard line as Bevilacqua hooked it. I thought for a second it might stay in bounds, but at the last second it went ahead and hit the white stripe. And so do you have great starting field position here.
Well, you know, that was one of the things that caught my eye in preparation of this week when we were talking about special teams. Bevilacqua, that's his eighth kick out of bounds this season. So they've struggled in that department, but the Panthers' offense didn't struggle on that last drive they had. They're looking to put together another one after Wayne State retakes the lead. Jamel Hicks, a six-yard touchdown pass from Donovan Zezaluva.
Who? Zezula.
Zezula. And the point after was good. 12 plays, 72 yards, 6 minutes and 3 seconds. Shoot up a lot of clock on that drive.
First down at 10, Panthers from our left, trailing 17-14 from the 35-yard line. And Grant Russell to throw on first down. With time, swings it over to Hines. 35, ahead to the 37, and down finally at the 40. Good second effort, and he'll pick up a nice additional couple of yards. And a gain of 5 on first down for Joe Hines. That is already his fourth catch out of the backfield today. Second down and 5. Corey Contini and David Turner, near side receivers. Star Stanford to the left. Matt Barber out there at the H-back at tight end. Hines lines up behind Russell on second down and 5 from the 40-yard line. Long count this time by Grant. Takes it, speed option right, fakes the pitch. 40, ahead to the 43, to the 44, a yard short of the first down. Great job of faking that pitch by Grant Russell and really had the defensive end going the other way, and it'll be 3rd and 1.
Yeah, totally bit on it. And then after the play, the defensive end was kind of patting his chest saying, yep, that's my bad.
All right, 3rd and 1 yard. Panthers got to pick it up. They're going to sweep Hines over here to their bigger target. Yep, that is Hines. He's out into the open, and he's gone! On a simple little handoff to the right on 3rd and 1, goes 56 yards for the touchdown.
And we have a 100-yard rusher on the season. Joe Hines, our first 100-yard rusher in the 2016 campaign, had 64 before that long touchdown run and puts the Panthers right back on top.
When he took the handoff, it just didn't look like him. There was something about his jersey. He's had white socks pulled up all day. He didn't have them there, so I got all confused. The point after on the snap by Wesselhoff is good. 5:32 to play in the third, and all of a sudden it's turned into a track meet here between these two teams. Panthers lead here in the third quarter.
16 points total in the first half, and here we've had 21 with only 5:30 left in this third quarter. And man, this kind of is resembling last week where everything was kind of a stalemate up at Walsh, and then at halftime the Panthers came out and was able to get on the board 3 times. They've already gotten on the board twice here in the second half.
And give that offensive line credit on the right side of Tyler Edwards Frick and Robert Fargo. The receivers were over here blocking on a 3rd down and 1. And boy, once he got to the hole, it was all over with. See the speed. That's the longest running play for ODU this year of 56 yards.
For Joe Hines, that was his 9th carry on the afternoon. Certainly the most work he's gotten all season in a single game. He's up to 120 yards. And that long 55-yard touchdown run put him at 13.3 per carry on the afternoon.
Dustin Bonchek with the ball teed up on the far side hash mark will send it into the air, into a little bit of a wind, and Nicholas will field it at the 10-yard line. They set the return up over there, 25 out to the 30. Markers are down, and so is Nicholas at the 32. And Wayne State is going to be backed up inside their 15-yard line as somebody got annihilated and collared around the neck.
35, I believe it was. Mark Matry got
up there on special
clobbered.
Teams.
Yeah.
Officials are still talking about things. In fact, there's two markers down. There's one back at the 20, and then there's one at the 30, which is where the play ended. So we're going to have some sorting out here on what these two penalties are. Panthers lead 21-17 here in the third.
You know, Todd, going back to that touchdown real quick, just as you said on the call, just a simple run. And here is holding.
Saving team, number 32. After the play is over with, dead ball, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, receiving team.
There's going to be more. Maybe. Well, you just signal first down, Wayne State. So, both penalties go against Wayne State. For the first time today, Demetrius Farmer runs out onto the field for the Panthers. And get defensive line.
Just to finish that thought on the touchdown, it was a simple running play end around here, and Hines was able to find the open hole and took off Hager. I was looking back here at Grant Russell, and he was a little surprised, like, oh, okay, we'll take that. I don't think they were planning on getting a 55, 56-yard touchdown run out of that one.
And after it's all said and done, Wayne State will have it at their own 5-yard line, and if there was ever an opportunity for the defense to come up with a 3-and-out, boy, would this be one right here. First down and 10, Romello Brown 2 yards deep into the end zone for Wayne State. They'll work out of the shotgun. Tight end will shift to the left side. Zazula on first down will play action, throws over the middle, and Hicks rolling will make a catch out near the 14-yard line. So they do throw. Quick little hitter over the middle. And Hicks making the catch on the ground will pick up 9 on first down out to the 14-yard line. Boy, is that a big play.
And how about this, Todd, on that penalty that backed Wayne State up, that was their 9th one.
Man.
On the afternoon. Almost 100 yards in penalty yards, and that's well over what they normally average for a contest.
Yeah, they only average 54 yards per game in penalties. Second down and 1. Zazula will take the snap to throw again. Looking right, nothing there. Looking left, now will run forward. Dives for a first down to the 15-yard line. Farmer and Thompson will team up for the tackle, but Zazula couldn't find anything that he wanted. Got the first down, which is all they needed. And with 4:42 to play now here in the third quarter, Wayne State trailing 21-17, a new set of downs. They officially spot the ball out at the 16-yard line. It was 10-6 Wayne State at halftime. Now the Warriors will get lined up here on first down and 10. Romello Brown to the right of Zazula. They send the tight end, Broadbeck, to the right. And they'll give it to Brown on a counter. He runs up into the hole up the middle. Panthers missing twice, and he's out to the 24-yard line. Gain of 8 on the first down run for Romello Brown. He runs with such a ferocity.
Yeah.
That it's hard to tackle him. You know, they're hitting him, but they just can't bring him down.
And he's got such a low center of gravity there. You know, I know how they always want to try to inflate those size numbers, but I don't know if he's 5'11", because when he runs, he's pretty low to the ground, and he's just a wrecking ball out there. Hard to wrap up, keeps his legs moving, and gets those extra yards.
Just a redshirt junior, so still another year to go. Second down and a little more than 2. Play action this time. Zazula dropping back, going for a deep ball downfield for Roberson, and he overshoots him by 3 yards at the 30 of ODU. Billy Akins was stride for stride, and it'll be third down and a little less than 3 coming up. Darius D. Roberson, a redshirt freshman out of Muskegon, Michigan, was trying to streak downfield, but the throw was well over his head.
Big third down right here for the Panthers defense. If they're able to get a stop here, maybe get the ball back with some decent field position, but they're really going to have to clamp down right now.
Line of scrimmage is the 23. They've got to get to the 26 for a first down. Brown will be to the right of Zazula, who will work out of the shotgun. Now he'll shift to the left-hand side. Zazula gives to Brown. Tripped up not to the first down. He's short of the 25-yard line. He tripped over someone's foot. It might have been his own offensive lineman. He fell down. He slid forward past the first down marker, but where his knee hit was the 24. It'll be fourth down and a short two. And would they dare go for this here?
Doesn't look like it.
Nope. Punting units coming onto the field. And after the two penalties against Wayne State on the kick return, hitting them into the five, they got one first down. They get a stop. And now the Panthers will have the football with the lead for the first time today. Mueller to punt. Average 37.5 on two first half kicks. Contini back at his own 40 to receive. An ankle-high snap that Mueller will boom downfield. Contini up into the sun, makes the catch, didn't fair catch it, got spun around and tackled immediately by Nicholas at the 35-yard line. But it'll be first down and 10 Panthers with 2:28 to play in the third quarter, and they've got the lead 21-17.
Yeah, this offense is feeling a little bit of rhythm now. That's what we talked about at halftime, is that they really need to start clicking and get in their rhythm in their first two possessions of this half. They certainly have been in rhythm, getting scores, touchdowns on the scoreboard. And with 2:28 here at their own 35, looking to make another long scoring drive in the third quarter.
Two receivers left, one near side. Joe Hines having a big day. Will line up behind Grant Russell. They'll run a reverse option this time to Contini, and nothing but warriors are waiting for him, and he's going to be sacked back at the 24-yard line, a loss of 11 yards on the play. So either miscommunication and a missed block, or just flat-out Wayne State doing their homework and playing the right spots, and the Panthers will have second down and 21. Now you just got to make sure that you don't make a mistake.
Right.
Second down back at the 24-yard line. Clock under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Russell takes the snap. Will look to throw. They set up a screen to Hines. 20. Got a good block. 25, 30, 35, 40. Up the sideline, 45, and out of bounds. First down, maybe no. A yard short as he's out of bounds. And Tyler Edwards Frick, redshirt junior out of Tri-Valley, throwing a great block out there.
And that was really the key to that play, getting downfield and undercutting the defender to really bust it open and put them in third and manageable.
Third and one. It's Hines. Same play he scored on a minute ago. He's able to get to the 45 and a first down out to the 49-yard line. For a second, it looked like Wayne State was getting into the backfield, but Hines made a miss. And it's first down ODU.
And for a second, it didn't look like Hines had a full grip on the ball.
You are correct. And also for a second, I thought there was going to be a hold because one of our guys reached out there and grabbed one of theirs.
That's a lot of seconds.
Yeah, well, it was about a five-second play. We used up three of them on that.
There we go.
From the 49, first and 10 with 80 seconds to play in the third quarter. Two receivers here to the near side. Grant Russell to throw. They're coming after him. Throw to Stanford. Caught it at Wayne State 47. Ahead to the 45. Gain of six on first down to the former Zanesville Blue Devil. It'll be second down and four coming up for Ohio Dominican.
And that's what we were talking about in the first half on first down. You want to get those 3 to 5 yard gains, which they just weren't getting in the first half. And they've done a really nice job here in the third quarter of positive yardage on first down.
From the 45 of Wayne State, second down. Panthers lead 21-17. Grant Russell sends Stanford in motion. Fake it to him. Give it to Justin Davis up through the hole. First down to the Wayne State 39-yard line. That'll be a run of 6 yards for Justin Davis, who was spelling Joe Hines on that play. And it'll be first down at the 39-yard line for ODU. And it looks like they will run another play here in this third quarter. They don't have to. 20 on the game clock right now. Panthers got the play, and it looks like they're going to shut it down. Some high fives right now for Grant Russell of his offensive line. They have picked it up here in the third quarter, and the Panthers have turned a 10-6 deficit at halftime into a 21-17 lead after three quarters. We're back to Panther Stadium for the fourth quarter after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wing Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like street tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now, it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Ohio Dominican on top of Boise State to start the fourth quarter, 21-17. Other scores in the GLIAC. Ferris State, 34. Hillsdale, 13. Finley, 21. Northwood, 13. Tiffin, 24. Lake Erie, 7. Ashland, 35. Walsh, 0. Northern Michigan, 28. Michigan Tech, 16. Back out to Todd Bell and Matt Vitalik.
Brett, thank you. Final 15 minutes of action here at Panther Stadium. And they lead by a count of 21-17. Total offense now 268 for ODU on 45 plays. 289 for Wayne State on 9 more plays. First down, Panthers right to left at the Wayne State 39-yard line. Joe Hines back out there. He'll get the carry straight up the middle. Short run to the 36-yard line for Joe Hines, who now sits at 128 yards on the day on just 11 carries. Had a 56-yard touchdown run in the third quarter that put Ohio Dominican ahead in this one. Second half scoring, David Turner, 18-yard reception from Grant Russell on a jet pass, and the score, Jamel Hicks, a 6-yard touchdown pass from Zazula, and then that Hines run. Second down and 7 for the Panthers. Grant Russell takes the snap, rolls to this near side, throws over here, incomplete. Poor pass by Russell to David Turner. He would have had about 5 on the play, would have set up third down and short. Now it'll be third down and 7 for the Panthers, who are now 4 of 9 on third down prior to this one.
How'd you mention Joe Hines? Only 11 carries today. But he coming in, he only had 22 on the season.
Yeah.
So this is by far the biggest workload that he's gotten in the 2016 season. Well over 100 yards. We finally did it. That's what I've been looking for all season. Of course, the running game isn't really predicated on, or the offense isn't really predicated on the running game, but a nice job today.
Big play here. Third down and 7. They need the 29-yard line for a first down. Two receivers left for Grant Russell. Takes the snap. Has time. Going for a deep one over here to the corner. Can he caught it? First down. Somehow got a toe down at the 13-yard line. This guy, I'll tell you. We still got 2 more years of watching Corey Contini make plays like that. First down, Panthers.
Yeah, we kept saying he's had a quiet afternoon, but had that huge third down conversion in the first half and had the wherewithal and concentration on that play to get the ball in and get a toe down for a big first down.
First down for ODU. It's actually at the 17-yard line. They swing it over here to Justin Davis. Had to break a tackle just to get back to the 20 and lose 2. Boy, the Warriors dialed up a little more heat that time, and they got to Justin Davis. And it'll be second down and 12 now for the Panthers, who lead 21-17. Here's the other thing to think about when you're making the play calling. Special teams, field goals, extra points.
Right.
Less than a 50% proposition right now, because you've got two things working against you. The main one is your snapper right now. Aaron Stevens is unavailable to snap.
Right.
Grant Russell on second down at 12. Quick throw to the right for Stanford. Turns up 20. Hit at the 17. Fights his way forward to the 16-yard line. And it'll be third down coming up.
To your point, Todd, I mean, the Panthers did have the two-point conversion, but that was kind of on a miscue.
And that was because the snap rolled back.
And that was because our holder is also a quarterback. So you're absolutely right when we talk about special teams being important in this one, especially right now. Panthers are sitting at third down and long, still able to get a first down, but would like to get into the end zone right here.
Well, I'd say if you get it anywhere close, they would go for it on fourth down, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Few receivers to either side for Grant Russell. Takes a knee-high snap. Warriors are coming. Grant hangs in there. Ball comes out, and it'll be recovered by Wayne State at the 27-yard line. Grant was doing his best to hang in the pocket. He got hit. The ball went shooting straight into the air, and the Warriors come up with a turnover, and thoughts of going for it or field goal are now down the drain.
It almost looked like Grant was getting ready to unleash one with the pressure, and I think that that's why the ball was exposed like that. And he kind of got sandwiched from the blind side and the front side, and that play just took too long for it to develop and no pocket, and resulted in a fumble, and Wayne State takes over here at their own 27-yard line with 12:40 left in this game.
21-17, Ohio Dominican. And Donovan Zazula, Romello Brown, and this Warrior offense are back out there. On first down, Zazula will bring Nicholas in motion. He'll pass in front. They hand it off to Brown. The Panthers slowing down, only out to the 28-yard line. A gain of a yard on the play for Romello Brown, who has 190-plus yards and a touchdown today, along of 43, averaging over 7 yards per carry, right about his per-carry average. It'll bring up second down and 9 now for the Warriors. They will have Deontay Moffitt lined up at a wide receiver over here to the near side with two receivers left. Brown to the left of Zazula, who will bring Moffitt in motion and hand it to him, sweeping around the left end. Hit at the 30 and down to the 32. And it'll be short by about 3 or 4 yards of a first down. Deontay Moffitt, redshirt freshman, his 26th carry of the season. He only got 5. It'll be 3rd and 5. There's T. Robertson, wide receiver over here to the near side. And now, in fact, he'll shift and go to the other side. Moffitt will be over here. Roberson joined Hicks on the far side. Warriors will need the 37-yard line for a first down. Zazula out of the shotgun with Brown to his right. Brings Nicholas in motion. He'll pass through. Zazula's going to run to his left. Runs right into Ross Thompson. They lose 4 yards on the play. I don't get it.
I don't either. You have a golden opportunity like that, getting a turnover.
I don't get it.
And you have 5 yards for Romello Brown is about as easy as it could get. You kind of get, you try to get fancy with Zazula running that little QB run option, and it just didn't work.
Corey Contini back at his own 37-yard line will receive another punt from Kyle Mueller. Good snap back. Mueller will let it fly. That is a true end-over-end kick chasing Contini back to the 30. He fumbled it, but the Panthers are there to fall on it. Tyler McCooch will fall on it at the 31-yard line. But that's a tough one for Corey to field.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I give him credit for trying, even though he fumbled it, because if he doesn't, it probably bounces another 10 or 12 yards downfield, and then we'd be saying, well, you got to catch the ball. So,
well, and considering he got a roughing the kick catch in the first half, you know, I'm surprised he's not trying to get those fair, because the last two that he's gone after look like they've been pretty close to being, they've been pretty close to tackling him, and when you get the kick catch interference in the first half, surprised he's not fair catching that to try to get a few extra penalty yards.
All right, first down and 10 Panthers from their own 31-yard line, 10:29 to play in the game, and they've got a 4-point lead. Hand off Joe Hines up the middle, hit at the 30, makes his way to the 31-yard line, and that's right back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half a yard for Joe Hines. This is the most precarious 4-point lead I can remember in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I still feel like we're trailing in this game.
It does. It feels like that when you've got a running back on the other side who's flirting with 200 yards rushing and a team that has been ranked in the top 25 this year and is right on the outside looking in for the playoffs.
Second down and 9 for ODU from our right. Ball on the far side. Hash mark. Russell takes the snap. Quarterback draw. 30, 35. He's got more room out to the 38-yard line, maybe the 39. He'll be 2 yards short of the first down marker. And a third down coming up. I like that play call.
Yeah. Grant getting his number called quite a bit today, too. Of course, his yardage won't show it because he's lost some yards on some sacks.
Third and 2. Justin Davis will replace Hines in the backfield. Davis Turner and Corey Contini are the receivers over here. Davis will line up to the right of Grant Russell on third down and two. Grant will take it, looking quickly to the right. Dar Sanford caught it, 45, stays on his feet, 50, down the right sideline to the 35, hit out of bounds at the 25-yard line. First down, Ohio Dominican, 36-yard play to Dar Sanford.
Not only was Dar able to make the adjustment to come back on the ball and have the concentration to reel it in, he kept both his feet in bounds and was able to get around the defender and pick up those yards after catch and get into Wayne State territory, flirting with that red zone.
Jacob Mercier, for the first time, will replace Dar Sanford in the lineup over on the far side of the field. First and 10 from the Wayne State 24-yard line. It's Justin Davis up into the hole. And out over the 20 to the 19-yard line. Here's a guy who's from Detroit.
Right.
Playing a team from his backyard growing up, the Wayne State Warriors. And Justin Davis will pick up 5 on first down for Ohio Dominican. And now with the clock closing in on 8:20 to play here in the fourth quarter, a touchdown here would be monumental. Two receivers right are Turner and Sanford. It's Justin Davis again. Good push by the line. Davis is hitting down at the 15-yard line. That'll be another 5-yard run. He's just short of the first down line to gain. So somewhere in there he didn't have 2 5-yard runs. He had like a 4.5 and a 4 3/4. Because it'll be third and less than a yard here. Aaron Stevens is back out on the field for ODU after being back and getting some attention by the medical staff in the training room. He's walking a lot better. He's got a brace on the left knee, and at the very least, if he can snap, that would be huge.
Yeah.
Third down, Grant Russell up into the hole. He's going to be short of the first down. And it'll be fourth and a yard for ODU.
He may even have lost a little.
I agree with you.
Yeah, they're moving that yard marker back.
Panthers might just let this play clock run down here and take a timeout and figure out what they want to do. Well, the coaches in the stands have it figured out. Go for it, they say.
Yeah.
Fourth down and a full yard now, and they are going to let this play clock run down. 14 on the play clock. Now they're going to line up. 7 minutes to go in the game. And now Zach Bruni says, no, just hold on. We'll call the timeout here. Grant's going to move it under center, try and bait him into an offside penalty. Will not do so. And they will call the timeout here with 6:54 to play in the fourth quarter.
Timeout. Ohio Dominican. The first timeout of the second half.
With the situation the way it is, and well, I love Paul Wesselhoff.
Right.
He can't snap. He tried twice. The first one was a disaster. The second one was a little better.
Right.
Maybe the third time's the charm, but I'd rather give it to a Justin Davis here
right.
in this situation on a fourth down and 1 yard to go than run the risk of it being blocked in return for a score.
And the way the points are coming by in this game, a touchdown here, well, first you got to get the first down, but a touchdown here would go a very, very, very long way.
Yes, it would.
We're clinging to that four-point lead, 21-17 right now. Boy, a 28-17 lead with about 6 minutes left in this game would be awfully attractive to this Panthers team and this Panthers crowd. But first things first, they've got fourth and one here at their own, at the Wayne State 16, and are in desperate need of a first down.
Joe Hines is out there at running back. Matt Barber, H-back right, ball near side hash mark. Fourth down and a yard to go for Ohio Dominican. They send Corey Contini in motion, fake it to him, wrestle straight forward, first down, Panthers to the 10-yard line. I've never seen Grant Russell run with that much of a head of steam, and there was no denying the junior quarterback of a first down. It'll be first and goal, Ohio Dominican.
Kind of had me fooled on that play, but Corey Contini coming around in motion, and Wayne State was showing blitz the whole way here on this near side, but Grant Russell was able to get up into the hole before they could get to him, and a huge first down for the Panthers.
Turner and Sanford right, Contini left. On first and goal from the 10-yard line. Panthers lead 21-17 with 6:30 to play. Contini in motion, jet pass to him. Corey will get to the corner, turns up at the 10 and out of bounds at the 9. Boy, they have that disrupted again. Derek Coleman, redshirt sophomore defensive end out of Beverly Hills, Michigan, really had the edge covered that time, forced Corey to go backwards a little bit just to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and goal from the 10-yard line. On a positive note, after they did a little more of a read draft job, Aaron Stevens is down here practicing some snaps. So at the very least, if he can go out there and snap, that would be big for the Panthers. Second down and 10. From the 10, Hines to the left of Russell. Turner and Stanford right. Contini single coverage over here to the near side. They bring Turner in motion, fake it to him, give it to Hines up the middle, and he only got to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and goal from the 10-yard line. 5:45 and counting in the fourth quarter.
This Wayne State defense really clamping down here in their own red zone, but you know, this drive has been going for quite some time. They're out there with their hands on their hips. This will be the ninth play of this drive.
Aaron Stevens playing cheerleader role right now. Had words of encouragement for the offense, then turned and tried to get the Panther fans up on their feet. Turner, Stanford, and Hines will line up to the right. Contini over here to the near side on third and goal from just inside the 10-yard line. Warriors are scrambling around. Russell's going to look to throw over the middle, deflected, and intercepted in the end zone. Oh. Let's find out. Panthers are saying touchdown. Let's wait. Andrew Lorenz is saying the Panthers have it. If it's a dual catch, it's a touchdown. Now there's a penalty marker down. I've still seen no indication of what the play is. Panthers offense is running off the field.
Make a call. Come on.
I never saw a zebra put his hands up. Let's get the official's call here. Panthers have the special teams out there.
The result of the play is a touchdown. After the play, dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense number 7 removed his helmet on the field of the play.
I have no clue who caught the football for Ohio Dominican, but apparently it's a touchdown. The pass was deflected by a linebacker into the air. I thought it went right into one of the Wayne State defenders' hands.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody was saying, no, the Panthers had it.
See, and I saw it go into a Panthers' hands, and I thought it was either a Dar Stanford or a David Turner, one of those 1519 numbers. And let's see how they're going to officially
score. Looks like Dar Stanford.
Yeah.
Justin Bonchek out to try the point after. Steven snaps it. Ernst puts it down. Point after by Bonchek is good. Touchdown on the field, or timeout on the field. After was a touchdown on the field by Dar Stanford, and with 5:01 to play, it is 28-17 Ohio Dominican on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios, checking the GLIAC scoreboard. Northern Michigan on top of Michigan Tech, 28-16 at the end of the second quarter. Start of the third quarter, Ashland is on top of Walsh, 35-0. And Ferris State leads Hillsdale, 41-14. Ohio Dominican with the lead. Back out to Todd and Matt.
And with that 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty, Justin Bonchek will be kicking off from midfield. So this should eliminate a kickoff return here for Wayne State, which is huge, but not quite as big as that touchdown drive just orchestrated by Grant Russell and the Panthers.
Yeah, 10-play, 69-yard drive, 5 minutes and 28 seconds. Dar Stanford with a 9-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell on a bizarre play where the ball was tipped around in the end zone. Bonchek's point after was good, and the Panthers lead Wayne State by 11, 28-17.
And Bonchek will get only his second touchback of the year as it lands out of the end zone behind it. And the Warriors will scrimmage from the 25-yard line. Grant Russell's third touchdown of the day, 22 of 30 for 211 yards and one interception. He has fumbled the ball once, two turning it over, but it was Grant Russell picking up a first down on a fourth down conversion to keep that drive alive. And now the Panthers have the 11-point lead with 5:01 to go. And this kind of eliminates Romello Brown a little bit from their offense. although they've eliminated him in the second half on their own anyways.
Well, and getting back to that touchdown was on third down, too.
Yeah.
So Grant was able to run for the first down on that critical fourth down and find our Stanford somehow on third down for the touchdown.
Warriors first down plays. Azul to throw. Screen left side. Caught by the receiver, Esther. Ahead to the 35 where he stumbles down and a first down. And I take that back. That is Roberson on the reception on the far side of the field for Wayne State. And you know they're going to hurry things up now. And we'll see if Donovan Zazula can lead them down the field throwing the football. First and 10. Now you do have to remember that they can give it to Romello. You got to tackle the guy.
Right.
First down. It is Brown up the middle. And he'll work his way forward, but only a gain of a couple
and they
off the first down play. Yeah. Brown had 158 at halftime. He's only had 33 yards here in the second half. Partly because they've just gone away from him.
And you know, he's only averaging 15 carries per game, and in this game...
Second down play. Zazula runs a tight end screen to Broadbeck back the other way, but out there to hit him was Ross Thompson at the 40-yard line. Gain of about three. It'll be third down, and there is Ross Thompson just making another play today defensively.
Yeah, he's definitely been the star on defense for the Panthers today. Just flying all the way around the field. That was his 17th tackle on the afternoon, and his sixth, or and has five for a loss.
Third down play. Zazula fake pump ball came out of his hands. It's an incomplete pass. That goes back to what you were saying earlier in the day on sometimes on those fake pumps. If you
right.
don't hang on to it, it came right out of his hands, and it'll be fourth and a little more than four for Wayne State, and they'll have to go for it with 3:46 to go.
Getting back to that final thought on Romello Brown, averaging 15 carries per game coming in, has 28 today.
And a timeout will be used by Wayne State with 3:46 to play in the game. What was on the line coming into this one here today? First for Wayne State, who lost at Ferris State last week. They fell out of the top seven in Super Region 4 as the top seven qualify for the Division II playoffs. So they had to win today and win at home against Grand Valley State next week. And that would probably have gotten them back in to that top seven. For Ohio Dominican coming into today, a win today and an upset win next week against nationally ranked Ashland would give the Panthers a South Division title, would give them an 8-3 record on the season. They would finish on a 6-game win streak. And if some other friendly things were to happen around, Panthers could sneak in. It's very unlikely. Don't want to get the fans' hopes up.
Don't buy any plane tickets to Colorado yet?
Not yet. Fourth down play. Wayne State needs the 46 for a first down. Zazula will take it. Panthers are coming. They set up a screen. It's caught by Nicholas. Got a block, 45-50, and a first down out of bounds at the Panthers' 48-yard line. Nice play call as they get the shifty Nicholas the ball in his hands, and they pick up a first down. That'll stop the clock with 3:38 to play here in the fourth quarter with the Panthers leading 28-17. First down and 10. Zazula takes the snap. Panthers rush five. They pick it up. Zazula over the middle. He's got Broadbeck. Marquise Tyus collides with Broadbeck. Flags are coming in. Tyus is down. Broadbeck is down. This is going to go against ODU as Marquise Tyus is going to get a targeting call. Marquise has bounced up. And now he's pleading his case to the officials. How can that possibly be targeting? And my only thing would be Broadbeck caught the ball
right.
and took a couple of steps before Tyus ever hit him.
Right. They were just running in two opposite directions. That's why it looked so violent. And boy, Marquise Tyus, 5'10", 185 pounds, going up against tight end Trent Broadbeck. 6'4", 255, and Broadbeck is still down on the ground.
But I didn't think he got him in the head area.
I didn't either, but his helmet did pop off. It looked like it kind of got shook loose a little bit, but that could just be from the impact of the hit. I don't think there was any type of helmet-to-helmet or anything like that.
Get our call here. It's going to go against ODU.
Oh,
He had it working, and then he turned it off. Personal foul. They are going to say it was helmet to helmet. And Marquise is done for the day. So, Panthers lose their second leading tackler for the last 3:25 of this one. Now, if this had happened in the first half, they would test.
Try again. Personal foul. Targeting. Number 7. Defense. That foul is half the distance to the goal. By rule, number 7 is disqualified.
Again, if it had been at halftime before the first half, they could review that. The officials would look at the film, and they could review that, and then they could make a determination on whether or not he would be reinstated in the game.
Marquise Tyus isn't happy down there on the sidelines. Understandably so, and since he's being disqualified, or has been disqualified, Athletic Director Jeff Blair is escorting him off the field as he gets a round of applause from the fans.
Missoula on first down on a design quarterback run to the 15, out to the, and then Kimmerling just leveled Missoula out of bounds at the 11. And apparently everybody saw something I didn't, because there was a holding penalty out there, two markers, and every flag from the stands came flying too.
Yeah, Brian Hunter out there on the edge got about as held up as you could possibly get, at least enough for a GLIAC officiating team to call a flag.
That penalty had taken it down to the 13, but now this holding penalty is going to bring it back to the 23 with 3:07 to go in the game. Panthers lead by 11.
I just think only a couple plays ago, Wayne State was on their side of the field with a 4th and 11.
Yep.
And they were
number 98, 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Replay first down.
They were able to convert on that 4th down, and then Zazula was able to connect with Broadbeck on that play where Marquise Tyus got ejected. So, a wild ending here in store for everybody in-house here at Panther Stadium, with Wayne State down to their the Panthers' 22-yard line.
2:59 to play in the fourth quarter. Zazula working out of the gun, Brown to his right on first down and 20. Zazula takes the shotgun snap, drops back with time over the middle to the end zone, knocked down by Gus Dimmerling. He almost had a game-saving interception right there. It'll be second down. Gus had that one red coming across the middle. Dwayne Gordon Jr. was on the coverage, and Dimmerling came flying across. Gus has one interception on the year. He was the feel-good story at the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The clipboard-holding quarterback turned starting safety, and he's averaging over 7 tackles a game. He's got now 8 pass breakups on the year. Second down and 20 with 2:46 to play. ODU leads by 11. Zazula gives to Romello Brown straight through the middle, and Brian Hunter brings him down at the 14-yard line. You know, not only does he run hard, but he runs with high legs, too. And he gets those knees going, and it is just hard. You can't find anything to grab a hold of.
Almost like a hurdler on the track, you know. He just keeps those legs pumping and gets those extra yards.
Got 7, 3rd and 13. Zazula to throw, looking left. Now back left corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Hicks was the intended receiver. Billy Akins almost got a hand on it. It'll be fourth down from the 13. And if you're Wayne State, you take the field goal try here, don't you?
Right, because you're only up 11. It's 28-17. I would think you'd take the field goal, try to onside, and hope for a touchdown, or to recover, go down, touchdown, two-point conversion. But
they're going to go for it. Yep, they're going to go for it. Three receivers, Nicholas, Hicks, and Roberson over here to the near side. Manny Mendoza is left. They need the 3-yard line for a first down. Zazula takes the snap. Panthers rush 5. Throw it left side. Back left in the end zone. Mendoza through his hands. Incomplete. Panthers will take over on down. Well, that was a pretty good throw by Donovan Zazula. When it left his hands, I thought it had no chance.
Yeah.
And Mendoza turned the corner, hit him in stride, he just didn't catch it. I'll tell you, Zazula's had some drops today against him.
He has, and I think going back to the last play, too, with hit. I think that ball was on the money, and they had 2 passes there on that side of the end zone that looked like they had a a really good shot of getting caught, and they just went right through the arms of the receivers. Panthers get a stand on that fourth down. They had the fourth and 11 earlier on that drive and weren't able to hold, but they were able to get a stop there. And pending any type of disaster here, the Panthers are in good shape with 2 minutes and 11 seconds left in this game.
They'll take over on downs at their own 15-yard line. Wayne State with two timeouts remaining. Grant Russell on first down will turn and give to Joe Hines off left tackle. 15 hit and dropped at the 19-yard line as it was James Howard who made the tackle. Timeout Wayne State. Timeout on the field, 2:06 to play in the game. Panthers lead 28-17 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio,
Wayne State.
AM 820.
They're second.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings, no better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. One game has gone final on the GLIAC scoreboard. Ferris State gets the win over Hillsdale, 41-20. The Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show will be coming up here in just a moment. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt for the conclusion of ODU and Wayne State.
Thank you, Brent. 28-17, Panthers on top. It'll be second down and five for ODU from its own 20-yard line to our right. And they'll give it to Joe Hines again, sweeping right. And he'll make his way out near the 22-yard line and timeout used by Wayne State. Joe Hines with 5:32 to go, Matt, in the third quarter, had a 56-yard touchdown run that put Ohio Dominican ahead 21-17. They haven't looked back since, and it was on a simple
timeout. Wayne State.
It was on a simple third down and one play that turned into a touchdown run, and that's the difference in the game. We didn't even know that E.J. Colson was going to be unavailable today, and then Joe Hines gets his first start and has the first 100-yard rushing day today for a Panther.
And Joe Hines is one of these guys that Panthers fans might not be that familiar with, but he's a guy that, as we mentioned earlier in the game, has seen his fair share of college football, coming from community college and moving his way over here from North Dakota to Columbus, Ohio. And we sure are happy today that he is here. First 100-plus yard rusher on the season for the Panthers in a game. 15 carries, 137 yards. Of course, that 56-yard touchdown run was a good bulk of that, but Joe Hines, I mean, we come in, we're talking about Romello Brown, you know, on that side of the ball. 200 yards rushing for him, and lo and behold, Joe Hines is going to be the story of this game.
Third down at about two for ODU. Russell turns. He'll give it off to Hines. Cuts upfield. He's got the first down to the 26-yard line. The serve ain't enough to get the first down. And the Panthers will have a chance to run out the clock now. No more timeouts for Wayne State. Under 2 minutes to go.
No one's happier down on that sideline than offensive coordinator Zach Bruni. When he saw we got the first down, he went out to about the hash mark and was pumping his fist, and his headset went flying off, and he's getting hugs from players down there. And nice job by Coach Bruni today running that offense and seeing something in Joe Hines to really put the Panthers in good position for this victory.
Grant Russell will take a knee out of the victory formation. First 100-yard rushing day by a Panther back since the Tiffin game last year when Darryl Johnson went for 150 yards. Panthers, after losing at home to Michigan Tech and losing at home to Grand Valley State, coming away with a win against Northwood 35-28, and now today against Wayne State, will even its home record to 2-2 after going 5-1 on the road this season. And Ohio Dominican next Saturday will have a chance to win the GLIAC South title with an upset of Ashland. The Eagles coming into play today as Grant Russell will take the snap, and the official will let it get under 40. He'll start the play clock Now, Panthers look like they're going to take one more knee. The Ashland Eagles started today 7-2 overall, 5-2 in the GLIAC. Panthers 6-3 in the GLIAC. Looks like Ashland's going to win today. Russell takes the knee, flips to Contini, who flips to the official, and the Panthers have the home victory today as they will knock off Wayne State and virtually eliminating the Wayne State Warriors from any playoff contention. Final score today, Ohio Dominican 28, Wayne State 17. Stay with us. We'll have the interviews with coaches and players down on the field when we come back. Our Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show starts now with Brett in the studios.
All right, thank you, Todd. Your final score once again, 28-17. Ohio Dominican gets the win over Wayne State, and the Warriors will not be looking at playoffs in 2016. More to come as the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show presented by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom continues on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
You know what makes me happy? Football. You know what else makes me happy? Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour. Not only can you catch up on the latest news and fantasy pickups, but you can choose from their awesome discounted menu. For just $4, you can score shareables like three tacos, fried pickles, chili queso dip, mozzarella sticks, or roasted garlic mushrooms. Before, it was my favorite place for football. Now it's just my favorite place. Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morris and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Your online broadcast home of Ohio Dominican Athletics is PressBoxProductions.net. During the football season, you'll get up-to-the-minute information with Panthers Daily. Archives of every game, including condensed highlight versions of every game, become available the following Monday. And don't forget to vote in the weekly fan polls. Just visit the opponent's game page for all the audio. Plus, every Thursday during the season at 7 p.m., it's Inside Panthers Football with Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Don't miss a minute of the action. Go to PressBoxProductions.net today.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is the Buffalo Wild Wings postgame show presented by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom. Brent Ford with you. Ohio Dominican gets the win 28-17. Let's go back out to the stadium with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. We're about to get the Panthers fight song sung by the team to its fans over here on the near sideline. And Ohio Dominican with a great win today over the Wayne State Warriors by a final count of 28-17. And we'll go down to the field now as Matt has corralled head coach Kelly Cumming.
Coach, a lot of celebrating going on down on the field right now. You beat a team that was just in the top 25. They came in here looking to get back on track and try to get into the playoffs. How good does it feel to knock off a team this good?
Yeah, we need to, number one, we need to work on the fight song. That's just atrocious by those guys. But, yeah, I, again, Wayne State is a championship program, and anytime you can play a great game against a championship program and come away and win in the fashion that we did, we competed for a couple of championships here, too. So it was a great feeling. It's a great feeling to get that one.
In the first half, Romello Brown, of course, the all-league running back, the best rusher in the league, seemed like he was having his way offensively. And then you guys were able to contain him in the second half. They might not have used him as much, but when they did use him, he wasn't getting as many yards as he was in the first half. What was the difference?
Yeah, and you hit it right there. I don't think you stop Romello. You slow him down. You do some different things to try to get the ball out of his hands. Certainly, anytime you get a lead like that, it's going to change the complexion of what they are. And that's what we did there that second half, fortunately. And our kids came out in the third quarter, did a great job taking the ball down the field and scoring. And then, obviously, that two-point play that Paul Wesselhoff called down there on the goal line was a great call. But, great job, those guys, just fighting for four quarters.
And then on the last scoring drive, convert on the fourth down, and then the third down pass into the end zone. It looked like a scrum, and the ball changed hands four or five times. And once they finally caught the touchdown, was there a huge exhale from the coaching staff?
Yeah, and I think that's the way this game was all day. That catch right there summed up our football game here. It was two guys with hands on the balls, dogfighting the whole way till the end of it, till they called touchdown, no touchdown. And fortunately, it went our way.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Go enjoy this one, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Panthers win today over Wayne State. Final score of 28-17. Total offensive numbers, Panthers 67 plays, 357. Wayne State 67 plays for 349. Wayne State still got their rushing numbers, 242 on the day. Romello Brown finished right at 200 yards, but he was held to just 42 yards in the second half of the game. Part of the reason is because of Ross Thompson. Now, the record for tackles in a game, Mark Markakis, in a win at Finley back in 2010, had 20 tackles. Jeff White, in a game against Lake Erie, had 18. Today, Ross Thompson had 17 tackles, third most ever in a game for ODU, and he's standing by right now with Matt Natale.
Ross, Todd just informed me this is the third best performance in terms of tackles go in the history of Ohio Dominican's program. You finished with 17 today. The record was 20. But you were flying around out there. I think you had about five or six for loss. Did you feel like you were playing on a different level?
I did. I did feel like it. But, I mean, that goes to the whole defense. I mean, safeties are filling gaps. Defensive line was filling gaps. They were caging it up. And, you know, the whole team played well. I mean, Justin Boncheck had two punts inside the 20. One bounce on the one, went in the end zone, gave us great field position. One way down on the one, and I mean, this is a whole team effort, obviously, across the board for the whole team.
It looked like you guys were playing with a little bit of extra oomph or something today, knowing that you had to go against the league's best rusher. It didn't look like you guys were intimidated at all. What was your game plan against him? I mean, he had 200 yards, but you guys only held him to one touchdown.
He did. Melo Brown is a great running back. He has a lot of strength, and you watch him walk off the bus. He's a big dude, very big dude. We just wanted to hit him thick, gang tackle, and not let him break up the open runs. I think we held him pretty consistent on the open runs, or the long runs, I should say, and we kept him to a minimum. And I think that was a strategy to answer your question for the whole week.
Did it feel like you were getting hit by a train trying to take him down?
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's about 240, 250. So, I mean, either I need to bulk up or I need to get stronger, one of the two.
Well, just keep getting 17 tackles a game. You'll be fine. Thanks a lot, Ross. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Panthers victorious today over Wayne State. What some great answers there by Ross Thompson, the redshirt sophomore out of Delphus Jefferson with a huge day today. Marquise Tyus also had 10 tackles today. Trey McIntyre had 7. Nick Isaacs had 7. Panthers today ended up with 146 yards on the ground on 37 carries today, and the most unlikely of sources came up today in Joe Hines. Transfer here from a Dakota Community College. Out of Louisville, Kentucky, Panthers hadn't had a 100-yard rushing day today, and essentially his 56-yard touchdown run in the third quarter was the difference in this one. It put the Panthers ahead 21-17 on a third down and short. Finished the day with 141 yards and a touchdown, and he's standing by with Matt.
Joe, thanks for joining us down here off of your career day, 141 yards rushing. First 100-yard rusher of the season for Ohio Dominican. What were you seeing out there besides the giant holes that the offensive line was giving you?
I would have seen my offensive line kick butt out there. I was just following him. So, yeah, I give the credit to my offensive line.
On that 56-yard touchdown run, it looked like, I believe it was third and short, looked like your normal run-of-the-mill running play, trying to get that first down, but you busted it loose for 56 yards. What did you see on that play?
Oh, man, I seen daylight. And when I seen him take an angle, I just had to, run a little faster, yeah.
So when the rest of the GLIAC is looking around on the scoreboard and the stat sheets this week, of course everyone had their Romello Brown circled coming into this game, but I think they'll be eyes wide open when they see Joe Hines and his performance. How does that feel doing so well today?
Oh, it feels great, man. I, like I said, I get a credit to offensive linemen, God, you know, the coaches. You know, we prepare very hard for this game, and, you know, we'll be ready to do it again next week.
Well, congratulations on the performance. Enjoy this one, and we'll see you next week against Ashland.
Thank you.
Great day today for Joe Hines, and as he said, you got to give credit to the offensive line. They had their hands full today with a bigger defensive line today. Andrew Lorenz, Tyler Edwards-Brick, Colt Tamaris, Robert Fargo, Zach Williams. That five stayed intact today. And as the game wore on, they were able to get some holes for Joe Hines, who had a huge day today for the Panthers and this offense that by the time it was all said and done, partner, they ended up outgaining Wayne State today. I do want to take one step back, though, and we referenced it a number of times in that third quarter. If Romello Brown was dinged up and they weren't giving him the ball, okay, that's something we don't know. But how do you go away from a guy who was just dominating the first half, only 8 carries in the second half for Romello Brown? Just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and I think you have to go back and look at the track record for the season. We mentioned it a few times in game that he's only averaging 15 yards per game, so he's usually used to getting big chunks of yards, and today he had, 28 carries or somewhere in that neighborhood, so he's not really used to taking that kind of beating. And, you know, in the second half there, they relied more on Devontae Nicholas, and I think it just may have come down to where they were just using him too much, and he might have gotten a little bit gassed.
It's head-scratching to me to see more of the quarterback Zazula doing some running in the second half than Romello Brown. We also said coming in that this was going to be kind of the where are we now game, facing Wayne State today, Ashland next week, and could this team step up against a team the caliber of Wayne State? Certainly they'd showed it against Grand Valley earlier in the year, but to me that was a different type of game. This is an opponent you haven't seen in a while, and you play them tooth and nail here today, and you hold them to only 17 points today. This was an offense for Wayne State that was averaging 36 points a game. You cut that in half. Defense did its job. The offense converted on some key third downs, converted on a fourth down. Maybe it was a lucky play in the end zone at the end of the game, but it doesn't matter. It's 28-17 win.
And the coaches know that. And just being down here on the field after the game, there are lots of hugs and high fives and bear hugs. And Coach Cummings, great interview after the game, was trying to get everybody corralled and do the fight song there with the crowd at the end. And I know that they're really going to enjoy this one. But as the team huddled around here on the field after the game and said their prayer, Coach Cummings said, enjoy this one today, guys, but you better believe we're hitting the ground running first thing tomorrow morning. I mean, he's already thinking about Ashland.
Well, the Ashland Eagles are going to be a tall test next week, led by Travis Tarnowski, the all-conference quarterback. They're having their way today, no surprise, with Walsh, and we'll have all the scores coming up a little bit later on. But, well, I tell you, there's a whole new level that's on the line next week for this game. Ashland may not be thinking about it because they're thinking long-term goal, playoffs, and see what they can do. But for Ohio Dominican, they could sneak up, knock not only Wayne State, knock Ashland out of the playoffs, and walk away with a South Division title.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something, Todd? I don't think that was even in our frame of mind whatsoever.
No.
At the beginning part of the season, we had two heartbreaking losses with Michigan Tech and Grand Valley, losing both those games by a total of 10 points. Ball bounces a different way in either one of those games, and we could be looking at something totally different. But the GLIAC South is definitely within our crosshairs, and you know that the coaches know that, and as evidenced by Coach Cummings telling his team to make sure to be ready to go tomorrow morning.
If he wasn't talking about it this week, they'll be talking about it this coming week, because that's going to be the goal.
Definitely. He tried to skirt that question a little bit Thursday night in our show, and but they're always thinking about it, but they're just trying to keep their team focused, and the task at hand today was Wayne State, and they more than convincingly took care of that.
28-17, Ohio Dominican wins. We'll do it one more time next week, partner.
Can't wait. See you then.
All right, so the Panthers victorious today over the Wayne State Warriors. Next Saturday, it'll be the Panthers and the Eagles from right here. You know they're going to bring a great crowd. We're trying to do a blackout thing. We talked about it the other day. Wear your black to the game next week as the Panthers take on the Ashland Eagles. noon kickoff here at Panther Stadium. Hopefully the weather will be identical to what it is today, because this was spectacular and it turned out to be a Panther victory here today as well. Coming up next, it'll be Brent Ford back in the studios. He'll be recapping everything going on in the GLIAC today. We invite you to go to OhioDominicanPanthers.com for a complete recap and box score of this one as well. Final score here today, Ohio Dominican 28, Wayne State 17. For my partner, Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell saying so long from Panther Stadium in Columbus, where it's a great day to be a Panther.